Good day, and welcome to the Talk It Out podcast. My name is Neil Bailey Harper, and it is actually Sunday morning. It's like 11:18 on Sunday morning. This is Sunday morning, and today I'm talking about the day or days of absence. What if the Douglas Turn Award play was rekindled for present times? Just for fun. The music I'm listening to, okay. We're talking history. We're talking, I don't like to make list of singers and musicians, but this is the most, one of the most complete musicians I've ever heard. The one and only Ella Fitzgerald, along with another of the most complete musicians I've ever heard, Duke Ellington. From the Côte d'Azur concerts on Verve Records. Verve Records, man. Back when vinyl was king. The song is Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. Oh, hey. And before I get started with this, I want to give you a thought I have. Totally off the record on reimagining police. Two things I want to know. Why can't there be a squad in every police precinct that deals with mental health? Now, trained as police officers, yes. Train them thoroughly as police officers. But also, let there be mental health professionals. Two incidents I'm speaking of. The one with Mr. Blake, you know, no mental health professional is going to counteract evil. That's not what I'm speaking of. That's sad, and I'm glad he's alive. And hopefully he'll get better. But Mr. Prude in New York, the video that was released this week when it was in March, I guess, of this year, obviously mentally ill, spouting out things that could hurt people, but completely naked in the street. The first thought I had when I saw that video was when I saw the police bring what they call a spit bag or something to put over his head. It's March. It's New York. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm sure it's pretty cold. Why didn't they bring a blanket? I saw the spit bag. I get it. But they laid him down on the ground. Why didn't they bring a blanket? Or why, when that in that moment, no officer out of the four or five I saw standing there would decide that, hey, maybe he needs a blanket. I think that's what a lot of people want to see as a start. A little empathy, a little compassion from the people we pay to protect and serve on a consistent basis. Okay, I'm back. Douglas Turn Award is one of the giants of American theater, especially then we called it Negro theater. He was born in 1930 in Burnside, Louisiana. His parents were field workers, but they also owned their own tailoring business. Check that out. Now, they worked in the fields, but they owned their own tailoring business. He is also a descendant of Nathan Buford Forrest, Kings Mountain, Georgia, someplace, Stone Mountain, Georgia. Nathan Buford Forrest is the founder of the Ku Klux Klan. And his grandmother, three times removed, he owned her as a slave. And she had a child from him. So therefore, this brilliant young black man is the descendant of the founder of the Ku Klux Klan. See how that all interacts? Well, he was also, when I say brilliant, he really was. He went to college at the age of 16 to Wilberforce University, But then they lost their accreditation in a couple of years, so he ended up traveling to the University of Michigan to play college football in 1949, at the age of 19. Did a year or so of that, and then he went to New York to decide to be a journalist. Come on, y'all. How many of us can do that vortex? Grad university at 16, transfer to Michigan to play big-time college football, then quit that in a year and go to New York to be a journalist. Then he decided he wanted to be a playwright, and he studied at the Paul Mann Workshop. In 1965, he wrote a play by the name of Day of Absence. Now, I was a theater minor in undergrad and grad school, did some theater work, and I had the honor of performing in this play. Okay, one other thing before I get to that, though. This man was so smart. He realized that as an actor in the early 60s, especially in live theater, there was no place really for a lot of black actors to go. Now, he met with another giant in the early 60s and became friends with Robert Hooks, the great Robert Hooks from the Group Theater Repertory Company in New York, Group Theater Workshop. What made Robert Hooks so great was, firstly, he's in New York. Secondly, his theater workshop was tuition-free, a tuition-free acting school for young actors. Think about that. This is in the early 60s in New York City. You had a tuition-free acting school for young actors in New York City. And Robert Hooks and Mr. Ward met on a production of The Raisin in the Sun. You know, we had our vehicles back then. I used to call them the Sidney Harry vehicles because basically it was Sidney Poitier or Harry Belafonte, both brilliant. But that's basically what we saw as lead men. So they met in The Raisin in the Sun, and then they got to discussing, and Ward gave him his play, and they were performed as one-act plays. Now, here is the brilliant part of his one-act play. Ward realized that to get funding as a black playwright, director, actor, with an all-black cast, was going to be really hard to do. So he decided to make a one-act play. Day of Absence is a satirical fantasy play from 1965, which basically comes up with the theory that what if it's based on a southern town. And one day people wake up and all the black people of the town have disappeared. That's the setup for the play. All the black people in the town disappeared. So where do we go? What do we do? And it's funny. Now, it's meant to be performed by an all black cast in whiteface. A reverse minstrel show. Meant to be performed by an all-black cast in whiteface. I had the honor of playing the role of Jackson in the play, who was the mayor's assistant. Now, there have been white casts who have done this play. I don't know how it turned out. I don't know how the response was, but that has happened in this fair. This is the legendary Nat King Cole. Angel Eyes, from, I believe, 66. He's fabulous and smooth as the other side of the pillow. Okay, so back to the play. Meant to be performed by an all-black cast in whiteface, and there were no stage props. None. Just the cast and the lighting director. Why? Because there was no money for stage props. So the actors delivered their lines, whatever, and then they froze. The light went from them to somebody else. It was real fun to do. And the thought is, what if this town in the South in the 50s woke up one day and all the black people were gone? You know, the people that cooked the meals or ran the errands or whatever, they were all gone. Think about that. So I was thinking about that in modern times. And it's like, what if we woke up today and every race was on its own? You know, if you were black, there was nobody else around. If you were white, it's nobody. Asian, you know what? Kind of like Sunday morning. That's what we do. We congregate and we segregate ourselves and congregate in prayer every Sunday. Large part in this country. But the thought is, how do we do without each other? How can we do without each other? We're too intertwined. In this day and time, we're too intertwined. As much as there is a racial distinction between us all, there are cultural distinctions, and there's a class warfare going on too. And sometimes class warfare disregards race depending on the class you're in, to a point. Just to a point. So what would happen if we all disappeared on each other? If, just think about everything. You can go with the easy stuff like, who's going to entertain? There's no sports to watch. You know, the other thing too, though, not just blacks, people of color. Guess what was on yesterday? The Kentucky Derby, where we turn a 3-minute horse race into maybe a $1 billion industry. Yeah. Horses ain't getting paid. The jockeys are. But guess who most of the jockeys are? 61% of all jockeys are Latinos. And I did a little bit of checking. And as recent as 2018, the winner of the Kentucky Derby, the purse, part of the money made that goes to the jockey, is about, I believe it's about $200,000. Now, that's before they pay their 30% to maybe their agents and their valets and before taxes. So out of this $1 billion business based on a 3-minute horse race where they sell mint julep drinks for $500, the jockeys take home maybe $60,000-$70,000 for the winner. Oh, they couldn't do it without the jockeys, could it? That's the thing. You could look at what's going on now with college football, college sports. People want to see football. I want to see football. I'm prayerful that the NFL will have a full season. But in college, those kids don't get paid. Now they can be just scholarship students like everybody else, if they choose. The only ones losing are the kids losing the opportunity to play football, but the school is losing huge amounts of money. So imagine if all the athletes were absent. If there was a day of absence just in the sports and entertainment world, how would that work? Golf and hockey. Okay. This is the other most complete musician I've ever heard in my life, Louis Armstrong. And for my mind, he must have been Michael Jackson and Elvis Presley tied together for his time. And he is a great musician. A lot of, you know, you could tend to think that listening to his voice, he was hoarse or he couldn't sing, but listen to his pitch. Listen to his intonation. Listen to his delivery. He is just absolutely brilliant. This is Ella and Lewis from 1956. The album is Ella and Lewis. The song is Cheek to Cheek. Soon, the great Ella Fitzgerald will join him. So, back to present time. We have to decide that and believe that we're just connected. whether we like it or not. We are. Whether we, and the funny thing about what's going on now in our state of pandemic, you can believe it or you don't believe it. Either way, it's not changing its mind. We have to accept the fact that this world, this life, this time works better for everybody if we're dancing cheek to cheek, so to speak. If we stay connected with each other. Because it's so simple, yet it's so hard to do. People want to go to the beach and gather around with each other. Okay, fine. That's simple. But that's going to make life hard for a lot of other people. Just because you want to dance cheek to cheek, literally, it's going to cost us all. We're almost at 200,000 people that we know of that have passed on due to this pandemic. And honestly, we're not getting that much better. I like watching basketball. I like watching football. Things just have to change. So my point is that when we come from a time when we can imagine not being the day of absence, the whole play is, what if black people weren't there? What would everybody else do? How would things get handled? Well, present time. What if any of us take out any race, any ethnicity you want? How are the rest of us going to do? And as easy as you think it would be. We need each other. We're here with each other. We need to start respecting each other. Because whether we like it or not, we're dancing cheek to cheek. Not only in this country, on this planet. This has been revealed for those of us who didn't see it before. We're dancing cheek to cheek. And interaction is fun. And if it's not in your heart, then I believe it's what's in your head. So, let's just face up to the time. We can take a day of absence mentally, but that's the only way it's going to last. And it can only be a day, because we got to keep moving forward. Okay? Talk to me about it. I want to talk to you about it. It's Sunday morning, and this is the Talk It Out podcast. Have a blessed and wonderful week, everybody. Talk to you soon.